Going to be beginning Simen Tzach Beis. This is going to last a couple of weeks. Lighter topic of the halachas of Birchas Chasanim and Sheva Brachos. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Sarech Levarech Birchas Chasanim Beis HaChasan. You have to say Birchas Chasanim in the house of a Chasan, Kodem Nisun, before Nisun. So we have to understand, under the Chuppah, there's Birchas Erisin. That's what we all say. That's then they give the ring. And then Birchas Chasan is simply Sheva Brachos. That's what it is. Sheva Brachos. They're standing on the chuppah, and then you say Sheva Brachos. Now the problem is, the Mechaber writes, you're supposed to say Sheva Brachos before the Nisun. Well, what's the Nisun? How do you pass? What's considered the Nisun? It's the chuppah. So we don't say the bracha before entering into the chuppah. That's going to pose a lot of problems because they're not yet engaged. So we have to figure out what's going on. We'll read to the Nosei Kalim here. So let's look first at the Beis Shmuel Sif Katan Aleph. He writes, Kodem Nisun, Ken Katzav Rambam L'Shitaso, Shapir Mishum Desfir Lechuppah Hainu Yichud. He thinks it's Yichud. So what does that mean? After the Chuppah, you say Bracha before going to the Yichud room. So it makes a lot of sense according to the Rambam. V'yosel Yisyachei B'lo Brachas. And you cannot have Yichud until you've said the Bracha of Chasanim. V'yafagav Desfir Lech Brachas Ein Ma'akvin. Even though you could still get married without a Bracha, Brachas are never Ma'akev anything. You could wear tzitzis without a Bracha, you could wear tefillin without a Bracha, you'll still get the mitzvah. So still, mikomakom lichadchila ba'inan sha'al yechaser shum davar. You shouldn't leave anything off and say brachas first. So this makes sense according to the Rambam that you say brachas, shev brachas, and you dance the chas and kal to the yichirum because the yichirum is really the chuppah, so it is considered over l'siyasam. But then he quotes the Rush, disvirle dilo ba'inan chuppah haroi lebiya. You don't have to have a chuppah that's roi for a biya. Svirle de'ein tzarech levarich. Kodim HaKnisa, you do not need to say a bracha before going into the Yichurum. V'chein Kasa B'darchei Moshe, V'atur deposik HaRash, V'atur is the son of the Rashi, Paschim's like his father, U'posik the Mevarchin Kodim HaChuppah, Yeshom Brachos Ein Ikav Levarach Mevarchim, Ava Kishinida Litchos HaNesun Ad Shetitar Ein Tzarech. Fine. That's the Machlok. The Rashi says you, the Chachid, you could say before him, but you don't need to say a bracha before him. And the simple understanding here, the machlok, is whether or not you need to say bracha chasanim before the chuppah or after the chuppah. What's a simple way to explain this machlokas? Yeah, the gather bracha, whether it's a birchas mitzvah or it's a birchas hashavach. Birchas and mitzvah, we always say prior to the mitzvah. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Rush holds is a birchas hashavach, so therefore you could say it even afterward. That's a simple understanding. But Pashtus is, that's really a Birchas HaShevach, because we say Birchas Chasanim, or in other words, Sheva Brachos, we say all week. Right. There's no mitzvah each night, so Pashtus is, it's Birchas HaShevach. Now, the Ran writes further here in the Beis Shmuel quotes, Haran Kasava Otam, the Mevarchin Kodim, Kidei Shitei Over La Asiya, we just said before. Okay, fine. V'chein Kaimelan, the Mevarchin Birchas Erisin, Kodim Kedushin, Now, our practice is to say bracha underneath the chuppah, mishum debechuppah lekayichur, vavei over la'asiyah kodem she'ochem beyachad b'makum tzinu. That's what we said, because you say bracha underneath the chuppah, then you dance them over to the yichurum, so it is over la'asiyah. So now, Rav Asher Weiss has a sefer, I just bought it the other day when he was in town here, and mamish the sugyas that we're learning here, it's Kovet Tzedarchei Ha'ra, it's his second chelik on the Nisun, and he is mechadesh, that when it comes to Nisun, there is really no Maisa Mitzvah of Nisun. Sometimes we could point to a Maisa Mitzvah, Hanachas Tefillin, Levishas Tzitzis. He says sometimes there's no real Maisa, it just is a circumstance. So a Chuppah and Nisun is just being married. There's no Maisa you could point to. That's why the Gemara doesn't talk about what is Nisun. Yishom are scrambling around, is it Yichud, is it the Veil, is it the Bedekin, is it the Yichud or the Chuppah? There's no real set thing as possible that they're Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. They're all true. They're just different ways of showing that we are married. It's just, creating a certain circumstance, and that's why there is the bracha. There's really no birchas mitzvah. It's all birchas hashevach. Yeah.
Can the Rav explain, so the nafka mina between the Rush and the Rambam, so there's like, the brachas that are said under the chuppah right now, so it's overly insistent in any case, no? Or there's enough coming is because the Rush is saying that actual chuppah, actual nesuin is under the chuppah, and according to the Rambam, that's the
problem,
regardless
right?
Regardless of what you're doing, brachas are being done before an action, bracha and then under the chuppah that you're finishing?
No,
the
but canabina. No, the chatz and kallah underneath the chuppah. Yeah. They do kedushin, then they say bracha, the shavah brachas.
Right.
So, but they already went to the chuppah. You're saying the bracha after they've entered into the chuppah.
Okay.
So, okay, that's for. Let's go weiter now in the mechaber. The mechaber writes. Before I do that, look at the Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Aleph, Beveis HaChasan Kodim Nisuin. He jumped down four lines in the Pischei Tshuva, the two dots, it says Ayin, Besefer HaMakne, Shekasiv, Diev Shalom Arkein, Di'ilu Havi Birchas Nisuin B'Shvila Yichud, if you really say that the bracha, what was said before was that the bracha of Shevrachos is over Les Yasan, danting them to the Yichud Room. The Yichud Room is the mitzvah, so the bracha is underneath the chuppah. He says, you can't say that because Dilu Havi Birchas and Nesuin Bishvil HaYichud Shacharkach Havi HaHalicha Me'achupa Lebeis HaChasnus Heftik Be'a Bracha LeNesuin. The walking is going to be a heftik. Where else do you find you say a bracha here and then 15 minutes later of dancing now you've performed the mitzvah? That's a tremendous heftik. This halacha of halicha being a heftik comes up. Anyone where know it comes to Shulchan Aruch where they discuss this?
Halicha being a heftik?
Not Tia Zedayim, but that it could be not sukkah. Tisa Dan, they do talk about like leaving a room, not necessarily halicha, but a different cheder. But halicha is brought up in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah very explicitly.
Wait, but it is brought at the beginning with Tisa Dan, the Chaf Beis Amos, it is brought down.
No.
The name of
that's not a hefsek though. That's just an issue of just not having rachra on your hands.
Is that time or is that distance?
That's distance. But either way, that's not a halicha being a hefsek, and no one knows where it is. Hilchas talis and tzitzis. If you say a bracha at home, let's say in your beged katan, then you walk to shul, will that bracha in the beged katan work for the talis or vice versa? So it's a very complicated discussion of how halicha works in terms of a hefsek between the bracha at home and the bracha in shul. That's where it comes up. So he says here, the halicha from the chuppah into the yichur room is going to be a hefsek. That's what the Pischei Tshuva says. Okay. Okay, let's go weiter now in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes further. Yeah, the answer is that the Pashas is that it's not over Litzyasan. We say bracha underneath the chuppah as a brichas hashevach. That's Pashup Shat.
Or unless one of the reasons for holding hands that it's not a chuppah is neither, but maybe this, so there's there now there wouldn't be a hafsek.
Now there wouldn't say that again that.
That right after, so you say it over Litzyasan, right, and then. The Yichud and the Megiyah Kiilu are not the hefsek of going into Yichud.
He's saying if they're holding hands, that is really continuing from the chuppah.
Yeah.
Could be. I wonder if that would be considered just like the haschalas of Yichud, maybe. Interesting. And that's part of the... But it would make sense to really do it as close to possible as the Maisa Mitzvah. So they should really have everyone stop right outside the Yichud room. Say Shavu Brachos there. Everyone's crowded around. And... yeah, it'd go over well, right?
Is there a bigger problem, according to the Rav said, with the bracha and then Maisa, bigger problem with the Rambam as opposed to the Rush?
Yeah, the Rush holds clearly that you don't need to have it beforehand. You can do it afterwards, and for him there's no shayla.
Because according to with the chuppah and then the bracha is immediate, it's like on the spot, but according to the Rambam,
no.
The real thing is the chuppah, the yichud room, then it's brachos and then...
Correct, but again, for Rush, the question doesn't get off the ground because he holds a birchas hashevach, you say it afterwards. There's no... but the idea is birchas hashevach should be immediately after you experience what that shevach is. So, for example, let's say you see lightning. If you don't say within the toch de dibor, you've lost that bracha. You can't say it. Let's say a person's in the bathroom and he hears thunder or sees lightning and he comes out of the bathroom, he's lost the chance to say the bracha because it wasn't immediate. It has to be immediately afterwards. So I guess you're under the chuppah, that's still, it's continuous. The thunder came and went, the lightning came and went, the chuppah is still there, so I guess that's still considered miyad, toch kdei dibor, of being tachas ha-chuppah. Okay, now Pash is really, the Shai Brachos is really a bracha of simcha, a bracha that the guests are really giving to the chasen, and nothing really to do with brichas ha-mitzvah or brichas ha-shavach. We'll see that in a little bit, about whether the chasen could say Shai Brachos. Is that permitted? If it's for him, so we'll see a discussion in just a moment about that. Let's go weiter. The mechaber again says, "Sarach levarich birchas chasanim bebeis achasan kodem nisun vehein sheish brachos six brachos ve'im yesham yain mevi kos yain. And if there happens to be a cup of wine, then you should have a seventh bracha. So there's a big machlokas. Is it really sheva brachos or is it really sheish brachos? So there's machlokas rishonim. Some say you have to have hagafen, and some say no, hagafen is added. It's like a kosher bracha. If you don't have a kosher bracha, you could still go ahead with the six brachas. So mechaber clearly paskins at six brachas, and it's a rishus to have a kosher yain. Umivarch al hayain tchila, umisades kulam al kos. The nimsa mivarch sheva brachos if you have to have some grape juice or wine there. If there is no wine available, then you could use beer or any other chamar medina, which could be perhaps Coca-Cola, it could be orange juice perhaps, other things like that. Now, a big misconception is that people think...
How many days is 6 days?
We haven't gotten to days yet. A misconception, people think that l'chachil, they can make havdalah on beer or orange juice, and that's not true. You're not allowed to. The only time you're allowed to is if there is no grape juice or wine available, not only in your house, but in the entire city. People don't know this. I also used to not know this. I was once at a restaurant with my wife, goes back probably 7-8 years ago, and there was a waitress, there was a bunch of Shabbos who went out for some dinner, and the waitress said, she thought I guess I had a beard, so I must know something. So she asked me if she could make, havdalah yet. She came out to work, if she could make havdalah on orange juice. I said to her, if there's no grape juice available, then you're allowed to. But I assume I didn't know the lacha that has to be the entire city. So seemingly she probably should not have done that if she could have gone to a local store and found the grape juice. Either way, one should not use that beer or orange juice unless nothing else is available. Okay, so look at the Chelkas Mechokek writes in Sifkat and Aleph. He says, Mevarach al ha-sheichar, you say bracha on the beer if there's no wine. V'im ein sheichar matzoi yivarach below kos. You don't need the kos. Yeah, that bracha on the hagafen or the kos or shahakal for beer is not ma'akiv. Kein mashmer medivei Rambam that there are really only six brachas. The kos of a magin mishmash pashet hu she'ein kos ma'akiv aval harash vatur kastu b'shem Rabbeinu Nisim the lo sagi below kos. It doesn't work if you don't have a kos, meaning you must have the kos. V'lo yadati ma'taimo. I don't know the reason for this, and he goes on to bring a proof. And the Rush understands that there really are seven brachos. There are seven brachos, and that's a package deal. You cannot separate the bracha on the wine or the beer from the other brachos. Okay, let's look at some of the notes of Kalim here. Let's look down now at their Ber Hetev. Ber Hetev has something interesting. He writes in Sifkat and Aleph. He writes in the Suin and jump down two lines. At the end of the line, he says, Umechuyav. The Ber Hetev, I said that right? The Ber Hetev, Sifkat and Aleph, Ber Hetev. Nisuin, who writes two lines down, Umuchuyav la'amod kol ha'am omdim sham al ragleim b'shas birchas shebrochos, quoting the Knesset Agadol. There's an Indian to stand up. I've never seen that before. They do, really? Oh yeah, I've been to one when I was in there to start for the year.
If there are seats, there's people sitting. They're
Indians,
but standing because there's no place to sit down. Maybe that's why, or because of this.
No, but that's no. First of all, that's only for the person saying the bracha, and that's you don't say tzivanu. These brachas are not tzivanu either. There's not necessarily birchas mitzvah. We stand up for Sfirat Omer based on lachem lachem. We have such a concept. But the reason for this is covered with the cover of the chasam mekala. They stand up. So what's brought down here in the Imre Yaakov, he writes that even though we don't practice this, that this is only a inyan when it comes to the chuppah. When it comes to the suda, there is no such inyan to stand up. Apparently it's a tiyach to stand up. I don't really get that svara exactly, but such a chiluk exists. So this at least would justify why we don't stand up during the sudas during the week, but doesn't explain why we don't stand up at the chuppah. But I haven't seen this. What? Nah, it's fine.
I know next all like
okay, could be.
Because of this or just because that's what it became.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Okay, but either so I've never seen it here in America.
All the guests were standing?
Yeah.
This very little seating.
American weddings in Israel. I'm talking about Israeli weddings. They all stand. The chazan comes. So no one walks. The chazan comes with his wife, with his parents.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. So it's based on this thing here. Okay. Let's now. Fine. Let's look at Sifkat and Gimel now. The Ber Hetev, Sifkat and Gimel. The Ber Hetev writes, if you go three lines down in Sifkat and Gimel, the Ber Hetev he says, V'nagin likros haksuva bein birchas erusin lebirchas nesuin. The custom, as we all know, is to read the ksuba. There's no meaning to it other than to kidei lahafsik tas mishum birchas hayayin. The only reason why is to have a hefsek between the yayin we just made on erusin, then we make another one on a nesuin. Shemavarchan od pam acheres akosho nesuin. That's the only reason why, because it wouldn't make sense to say two brachas one after the next. So we make some hefsek, so as if we're done with that first kos shabracha, and now we're starting a new process, and it allows us to make a new kos shabracha. And that's the only reason why we read a ksuba. And of course, you know, anybody can read the ksuba, anyone's allowed to read a ksuba, but at the same time, it's not a part of our tradition to allow women to read a ksuba, even though there would be no problem halachically with that at all. That's not what our tradition allows for. Okay, so let's read some interesting things here. In Miyaka, what he brings down here is that there is an opinion, he quotes, that Yesh Omrim, when it comes to Sheva Brachos, one should not be mechalik them. If you view them as a birchas mitzvah, or even a birchas Sheva, it's a package deal. So one person should say every single bracha, because how could you separate them? You don't have a few people split up the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Chazar Tzashatz, or benching. We don't split up different kibudim. It's all a package deal. So that's the Yesh Omrim, that you shouldn't split it up. And he quotes a long list of achronim. He gives the example, like Birchas Haftorah. Haftorah also, we don't split up. This person says the first bracha of Haftorah, and the next guy says the second. It's a package deal, so how do you split it up?
Where do you see that? You can't split it up? Who says that?
No, in my sefer. You don't have that. Sorry. exactly. You need to hide some things from you guys. Can't teach you all my tricks.
How do you go about being mechabed the seven rabbanim or whatever?
Yeah, that's it. You don't have to.
Even the
brachas. Yeah. I was at a wedding, someone where both families were not that religious, but the chasen and kala were, and they didn't have enough people like to give kibudim to. Right. So the Messiah Kedushin said a bracha, the eight Kedushin said another bracha. And so even at weddings with 15 rabbanim, sometimes that was the end. But the minhag olam, as he says down here, is lahakel, and we certainly do split it up and are mechabed different people with these kibudim.
Is that a problem? Is that a problem?
No, they say it's not a problem in the end of the day. They say it's okay.
Why don't you say Shachianu over here?
Shachianu? You saw it discussed there? Discussed in the postgame. Are you asking this question or are you quoting someone who asked?
No, the
Behetiv,
he says.
Oh, I need to address it. I know it's a question they discussed. Where does he address this?
In second column.
I see that. Ayin b'maharik hatam lamashein mevarach Shachianu. Okay, he doesn't say why. I think the reason why is because you never know if it's going to be a successful marriage. I think that's what he says. Pretty sure. Okay.
If
when the chassan wears
the talis, he doesn't make a shachianu
with the talis.
If you put it right,
the
chuppah.
Spawn
in
the chuppah.
Yeah. We make shachianu a sheet that says you're supposed to shachianu.
Cover
it. He's mechavan on the talis and on the collar.
Interesting. Okay.
It's like Rosh Hashanah.
What does it mean? If you don't know if something's going to work, it's supposed to shachianu.
No.
So what if you have a suit that's going to last?
No, you know, you're getting all that. Yeah, it's a weak answer, right? Right. Now, the quotes down here that Rabbeinu Avram Benosha HaRambam, the Rambam's son, Rav Avram, he got very upset at his chassan, on one particular chassan who made the brachas by himself. He made his own shavu brachas under his chuppah. And he says, the chassan doesn't make brachas. That's not how we do things. So you make a bracha for you. And they're very much against the chassan getting saying any brachas. Now, another point that comes out very halach l'maisa is, let's say underneath the chuppah, let's say a woman has a tefach that's she's not properly dressed. So what do you do in that situation? So the idea is, which you close your eyes, which doesn't really work. If you look at halachas and Shema, the Malkum Erva, closing eyes doesn't really work. You're supposed to turn the body around. So Rav Soloveitchik used to, and others did this Eitza as well, he would use a sitter and cover the face, and that's the best way. Closing eyes doesn't work. It's still in front of you. Closing eyes doesn't work. It has to be a real hefsek in front of you. Yeah, that's a hefsek, yeah. Just like if she were wearing a full sleeve that covers, so do it just now on your eyes. But closing the eyes, the Mishnah Berurah says, is only b'dievet. Shas at the chak, you could rely on that, but the best Eitza is to somehow turn away or to put the sitter or safer in front of you so you don't see it. Okay. Another Indian as well is, I was always...
If you put on dark sunglasses, is that the same thing as putting your safe in front of you? Is that...
Yeah, if you can't see, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Probably can't see what you're doing.
Huh? Okay, now, another thing they discuss here, which I always wondered about, I see it being addressed here, underneath the chuppah, there are two separate kosos that they use for the birchas erusin and the birchas nesuin. they fill up the water, the wine, and they take a little sip and they leave it, and then they fill up another cup and they take a sip. So I don't know what the need is for that. So he points out here, quotes from many of the Sfarim here, the Chelkas Machokek, I'm not sure, I must have missed this one, maybe later on, that the Ein Chiv Lakacha Shnei Kelim, Bedavka, you don't need two Kosos. Elasagi Boso Kosher Baruch Hu, Allah Bir Chas Eirzen, use the same Kos. You fill up with some new fresh wine, and then you use that Kos as a second time. I'm not sure why they're Makbid, many of these Kedir stuff too. No, once you drink a little bit, it's called Pagum. You put fresh wine in it, and that removes it, and now it's fresh wine, and you could use it for the next Baruch Hu. I don't know why. Okay, another Indian is, we may have discussed this in the past as well, that the one saying the bracha does not drink the wine, right? The last person to say bracha doesn't drink the wine. And what do? So they give it to the chassan and kala. There's a way it does, you have the mother give the daughter-in-law, the father give the father, the whole switch. I always forget which order they do it in. And so they don't say the bracha. And what you have to, the Masada Kedushin has to remind the chassan and kala, I'm going to be motzi with the bracha, because they don't say a bracha. It's really referring to Birchas Eirusin. When the Messiah Kedushin says Birchas Eirusin, when he says Agafa, he says, I'm being mowed to you. And when it comes to Shava Brachos, he should tell them also that whoever says Agafa is going to be mowed to you as well. And then they sip it. If, let's say, they were not having Kavanah to be Yotze, or they spoke, then they should say a Hagafen before they drink.
There's something about this, that sometimes there's only... Sometimes you could say they could be Yotze and Motze.
Yeah, so this is a big Shaila. It's a big Shaila because when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, you can't be Motze on a Birchas Hanenin. It doesn't work like that. Only Birchas HaMitzvah.
You discuss it by the Birchas Eris and the Masada Kedushin sticks his pinky in.
Exactly. Or they intentionally spill it. They spill it intentionally. Rav Chaim has such a chumrah to do this, and others say Rav Chaim never did such a chumrah. So yeah, we did discuss it a little bit. That's how they get around it. But to be Motze is a little bit schwer because, again, we're not Motze people when it comes to Birchas Hanenin. I can't say a Shehakol for you. Only Birchas HaMitzah is their concept of Arvus. So that's fair, but nonetheless, the minog is to be Mekel, and you can be Motzi the Chasen Kala, and all you have to drink is a sip. A tiny sip is all they need. There's no need for Mlal Luglov, and certainly not a Revis.
So there can't be any Hepsik between the Baruch Pirogov and then all the way till the end of Shev Brachas.
Correct, yeah, that's correct. They should say Amen to all the Brachas, but yeah.
He should not talk. A Hepsik by who? By the Chasen Kala?
By Chasen Kala, yeah. Chasen Kala should not be Mapsik, because they're being Yotze with that Bracha. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Well,
so what's the nekuda?
Yeah.
What's the nekuda the Rav said about the little bit of spilling or the
So the.